Welcome to Flojo's series of broadcasts on understanding the set text option for Cambridge FCE, CAE and CPE. Your host is Fiona Joseph. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hi, this is Fiona from Flojo and welcome to the latest podcast for the CAE set text, which this time is the novel by John Steinbeck of Mice and Men. This is a classic tale about friendship and loyalty, and if you haven't read it yet, then I'm sure you'll enjoy it. This podcast will have three parts. First, I'll do an overview of the plot, so you can have a summary of what the story's about. Then, we'll look at the main characters, George and Lenny, and also some of the other ones that are relevant to the storyline. Finally, we'll take a look at an exam-style question, the type of thing you may be asked in the exam, and we'll work through a question in full and I'll give you some expert tips along the way to ensure that you write the best answer possible. Does that sound okay? So let's look at the storyline or plot of Mice and Men. Two men, George and Lenny, are on their way to a ranch in rural California in search of work. We learn that they have no money and have been forced to leave the town where they lived because Lenny was accused of assaulting a young woman. In fact, he has learning difficulties and longs simply to touch nice things, including the pet mice that he accidentally kills, not knowing his own strength. Before they arrive at the ranch, they spend the night at the river. George tells Lenny to obey him at all times so he can stay out of trouble. Also at this point, they talk about the dream, the wonderful dream that they have of owning a piece of land of their own, a little house, keeping their own animals. George and Lenny arrive at the bunkhouse and immediately get into a confrontation with the boss for arriving a day late. Curly, the boss's son, also shows his nasty side by taunting Lenny. When he leaves, Curly's wife arrives and starts to behave provocatively. Lenny thinks she's pretty, but George reminds him that he has to stay out of trouble. Two other characters, Slim, whose dog has just given birth, and a man called Carlson, arrive. Carlson suggests that Slim gives Candy, the old handyman, one of the puppies, and that Carlson shoots Candy's old dog to put it out of its misery. Meanwhile, Slim agrees to let Lenny have one of the puppies, which Lenny is delighted about. George shares some of the background to his relationship with Lenny, and Slim is impressed by George's loyalty. When the men are playing cards, Curly appears in a rage because he thinks wrongly that Slim has been flirting with his wife. He picks a fight with Lenny, who doesn't fight back at first, but eventually crushes Curly's hand powerfully. Lenny's frightened. The following Saturday night, Lenny goes to Crooks's room for company. Crooks, a black man, ends up taunting Lenny, but he's impressed by the dream of having a farm, especially when Candy says he's a part of it. Curly's wife appears and taunts the three men, Crooks, Lenny and Candy. The next day, we see Lenny alone in the barn, stroking the puppy he's been given. Like the mouse before, he's killed it, unaware of his own strength. Curly's wife comes into the barn and starts talking to Lenny. She invites him to touch her hair, but that's where the tragedy occurs. Lenny holds on too tight. She resists. He holds tighter and shakes her until her neck snaps and she's dead. Lenny goes to hide in the bushes, which George told him to do if ever he was in trouble. The other men find the body and George guesses what's happened. A lynch mob gathers, which George pretends to be a part of. Meanwhile, he runs to find Lenny with Carlson's gun in his pocket. At the riverbed, Lenny is having unpleasant visions that help him understand the trouble he's in. George arrives and speaks calmly to Lenny, telling him the dream once more. It's to be the last time because George, while Lenny is distracted by the daydream, shoots him in the back of the head. The others arrive and George pretends that Lenny threatened him with the gun and he had to shoot him. Slim leads George away, and that's the tragic end to the story. So let's look at some of the characters in Of Mice and Men. George, as we have seen, is the smart and savvy one. He knows what to do in most situations. Physically, he's short with a wiry physique. This is in contrast, of course, to the gigantic Lenny. George appears to be short-tempered and snappy with Lenny, but is also fiercely protective of him. It's his job to look after Lenny, and it shows his strong sense of moral duty. George is something of an idealist and dreams of the day when they can have a place of their own. Lenny, by contrast, is a lumbering giant, soft-hearted but unable to control his physical strength when he's petting small animals. He's simple and lacks anything more than a basic intelligence. He's like a child in the way he expresses himself, and he's utterly defenceless against the dangers of nasty people. His trust in George to be his protector and advisor is absolute. He also believes in George's dream of a better future where they can live off the fat of the land. Other characters who are key to this story are Candy, who's an elderly handyman with only one hand. His dog, who is old and frail, seems to parallel Candy's declining condition. He agrees to let Carlson shoot his dog, and I think he lives in fear of the day that he'll be declared useless and got rid of by the ranch owner too. When he hears George and Lenny discussing the dream, he desperately wants to be part of it. Two more characters include Curly and his wife. Curly's the ranch owner's arrogant and bad-tempered son, who is married to a flirtatious woman who likes to hang around the ranch. She admits to Candy, Crooks and Lenny that her marriage is an unhappy one and that she has unfulfilled dreams. Her initially flirtatious encounter with Lenny leads to her accidental death. Crooks is the black stable hand with a crooked back, hence the name, a victim of racism and loneliness, but he keeps his dignity for the most part. However, even he is prone to victimising those weaker than himself. In one scene, he teases Lenny by saying that George has left him and isn't coming back. However, when Candy joins Lenny in his room, it's a rare moment of fraternity and friendship. Just one thing to remember, the book has a lot of characters beginning with the letter C. We've got Candy, Crooks, Curly and Carlson, so make sure you don't get confused. Okay, in this third part of the podcast, we're going to look at an exam-style question. And first, I'm going to give you some general advice. The set text question is optional in the CAE writing paper, and under no circumstances should you attempt to answer the question if you haven't read the book in question. Don't be tempted, as some candidates have been in the past, to write an answer on a different book altogether. No matter how brilliant your answer, you'll still get a big zero, so be warned. And the other thing to note is that your answer should be between 220 and 260 words, and it will be in the form of either an article, an essay, a review, or a report. So as well as including the right content, you have the additional task of making sure you conform to the right task. I'll deal with more about this later on. For now, let's imagine you turn over the exam paper and you see the following question. The editor of your school magazine has asked you to write a report on a book that tackles the theme of friendship. Write a report based on your reading of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. Okay, so straight away you need to underline two things. The first is the question format. This is a report, so this means that you should use reasonably formal language and your ideas should be organised into paragraphs, possibly with subheadings. Secondly, the other key thing in this question is that it's about the theme of friendship. So keep that in mind as we look for examples or scenes that show this theme. So where do we see friendship demonstrated in the book? Well, of course, the friendship between Lenny and George is intensely loyal. We see this right at the beginning in the way that Lenny copies every gesture that George performs. They have a very close relationship. And although there are elements that sometimes make the reader uncomfortable, for example, when George shows his exasperation with Lenny, it's still touching. Through the dream they share of a better life one day, they create a bond. There is also potential friendship in the scene between Candy, Crooks, Lenny and George, where Candy falls under the spell of the dream and pledges some money he saved for a down payment on the house that George and Lenny could buy one day. This offer underlines Candy's desire for male companionship in his old age. The promise is alluring, and even Crooks, who isn't above taunting Lenny about his dream of the farm, asks for a patch of the garden that he can tend. It shows also his deep desire for friendship after a lifetime of being ostracised because of his colour. But how does this theme play out in Steinbeck's story? While it ends in tragedy, of course, events take over that kill any dreams of friendship, and it's a harsh message overall. So there are some pointers to help you in the exam. Don't forget you can find another exam style question and a model answer for Of Mice and Men in week 13 of Exam Success Plus, which is now available. I hope you enjoyed the podcast and I wish you the best of luck if you're doing the exam. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Fiona Joseph talking about the CAE set text option of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. For more information and exam resources for FCE, CAE and CPE, including our subscription service Exam Success Plus, please go to flojoe.co.uk. That's flo-joe.co.uk. Thanks for listening.